This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
I guess we'll just cross that budget when we come to it. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We are 4 months into the federal government's new fiscal year, and Congress still does not have a budget. It has at least managed to delay a crisis, though, passing a stopgap funding measure to keep the government from partially shutting down this weekend. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Lawmakers bought themselves a few more weeks to draft a full budget agreement that adheres to a $1.7 trillion deal reached between House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The two sides still have to work out the details. In bipartisan votes, the House and Senate yesterday approved their third stopgap funding measure in 4 months, extending current funding levels into March, with two new deadlines affecting different parts of the government, March 1st and March 8th. Meanwhile, House conservatives are pushing for spending cuts and more funding to enforce the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has been falling for several months now, hitting 6.75% last week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. And this week, Fannie Mae is predicting rates could drop below 6% this year. Lower mortgage rates might ordinarily mean more demand, which would mean higher home prices. But this time, maybe not. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
A big factor that could keep home prices from rising too much is if housing supply increases.
Generally, I expect inventory to rise in 2024 from anemic levels.
That's Odetta Kushi at First American. She says one way that could happen is if mortgage rates drop low enough to encourage existing homeowners with really cheap mortgages to sell.
You know, I don't expect a drastic increase in existing home inventory, but certainly a trickle of existing home inventory as rates continue to come down.
A bigger factor that's already been increasing inventory is new construction, says Charlie Dougherty, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
Single family construction has been improving as demand has returned and as mortgage rates have moved lower.
But Dougherty says demand is coming off really low levels. And if the job market cools down, for instance,
then housing demand in general should continue to be fairly sluggish.
And that would keep a lid on home prices, too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It is horrifically cold in much of the country right now. And in those places, some electric vehicle owners may be going through their first cold winter with their new cars and discovering that they aren't charging as quickly or holding a charge as long. In Chicago this week, there have been long lines of Tesla drivers waiting for a charger and some cars' batteries running out before it was their turn. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
You know how when you put honey in the fridge and it gets cold, it moves a lot more slowly? Dan Steingart at Columbia says that's basically what happens to batteries when they get cold, too, including the ones in electric cars.
The ions that have to move from one side of the battery to the other side of the battery to give us the power we need also slow down significantly.
Most of the time, he says, this doesn't change how EVs run.
Because the car works very hard to keep the battery at a consistent temperature. So if you keep the car plugged in overnight, in particular, if you keep the car plugged in a garage, you shouldn't really notice this.
But if you can't keep it in a garage or plugged in at night and it gets really cold out, you're going to notice. For one thing, Graham Evans at S&P Global Mobility says the car is going to take longer to charge.
There's definitely this kind of sweet spot for a battery to operate, somewhere in the region of 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
So if the car has been sitting outside in the cold overnight,
when people are trying to charge, first thing, they plug in, they try and receive a very high power level of charge. The vehicle will struggle to receive the charge.
The other thing that happens to EVs when it's really cold out is that they lose range, says Gil Tal at UC Davis.
And it's losing range both because the battery is too cold to give the optimal performance and also because we use energy to heat the car, to heat the cabin, to heat ourselves.
So if you normally get 400 miles out of a full battery charge, you might only get 200 or 300 miles, depending on the car and how cold it is.
And there is no way around it. We just need to plan for it.
For now, Tal says that's the solution. If you know it's going to be very cold, find a way to plug the car in or be prepared for charging to take longer. Dan Steingart at Columbia says engineers, including in his lab, are working on this.
Batteries beforehand were designed to work near and around room temperature because our laptops and our phones were either inside or in our pockets near us, and we like to be at room temperature.
So batteries were optimized for that fairly narrow range. But now that we're increasingly using these kinds of batteries in things like cars that need to operate when it's really hot and when it's really cold,
it's the new frontier of battery engineering to make it so that batteries are happier at multiple temperatures.
And Steingart expects there will be a lot of progress on this front in the next 10 years. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Becca Weinman. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.